Good evening. Welcome to Ask Catherine, publishing on Thursday, June 9th. Questions as of June 6th, as always. Thank you for your questions. Let's dive into cash and precious metals. Hello, Catherine. I'm relatively new to Solaria, but have thus far enjoyed the navigation you're providing to us. I have a burning question. My and probably others' investments. I invested a chunk of money almost a year ago, and of course, it's been going down steadily and rapidly. Can you please advise if I should keep my investment, which is diversified, or I had better withdraw the whole amount to invest in silver and gold? Thank you so much in advance. I would go back and listen to the last four equity overviews, and I think in balance all things. I think in this environment it pays to have real assets and under your control, and real assets in other jurisdictions and other places. So it's always a question of balance, and it's impossible to advise a person without knowing an awful lot about them. So I would recommend you listen to the equity overviews and see if that helps. Dear Catherine, my husband and I moved to Idaho 1 year ago. I've done everything possible thanks to your great advice on financial rebellion, including getting out of the big banks, supporting a local farm, getting involved with grassroots political group with a mission to unseat the entrenched and corrupt politicians out of office. With some success, I might add, in the recent primaries. That's great. Ditching Facebook and Instagram, all good. I've been studying the pseudo-pandemic for the last 2 years and have a library of articles covering every topic from finances to gene-altering shots to injuries and, of course, the WHO, and I've done my best to inform the people I care most about, friends and relatives with babies and young children. I fear most of all it has fallen on deaf ears. Their children have been vaccinated. To be honest, it makes me sick to my stomach. As you so correctly stated, there's one thing we can all agree on, and that's protecting our money. With that, I'm planning to visit local businesses with support, I hope, from the local political group to ask them to promote Cash Fridays. We just changed it to Cash Every Day. Polly Tommy on Financial Rebellion said, forget Cash Fridays, we've graduated, it's Cash Every Day. I would like to use some of your signs to make cash great again, but feel adding Solaria.com on each sign would be confusing. First of all, there's a paywall for some of the content. Also, what does that have to do with Idaho? I thought that I would promote Solaria Inc. as well as Children's Health Defense, which we support with donations and an overview of what CBDC will mean to us if it all gets implemented. So to recap, the plan is to personally visit small businesses, ask them to place a 5x7 sign in a plexiglass stand next to the cash register with 8x11 flyers available to folks who want more detail. Prior to the primaries, a group of members of the local political group went around to small businesses and got 100 of them to agree not to mandate vaccination for their employees. I was so impressed by that, which is what prompted the idea. Please let me know if it's an issue to remove Solaria.com from the signage, so long as we give credit on the flyers. Please do whatever you can to get people to use cash, and you can remove whatever you want. Just go. So don't worry about us getting credit. We'll get credit if we win. So let's win, and we can worry about who gets credit after that. Anyway, so I'm delighted for you to use the Make Cash Great Again without the Solaria.com. And I agree, I think it's confusing if you put it on there. Dear Catherine, if this story is true, and it's about the Evergrande default in China, now officially defaulted, how soon will it affect us personally? Could banks and money market funds default? Should we take steps now to withdraw cash from banks and credit unions? What this will do, if you read Unbalanced or listen to my interview with Steve Roche, what's happening is the China trade is coming unwound, and what it means is more inflation, higher prices, and real trouble in the economy for all of us. And so how that translates into the specifics of the kind that you're thinking about, no one knows. You know, could that happen? Yes, it could. Also, how crazy is it to consider taking a 40% tax hit in cash out of an IRA worth $100,000? I'm thinking about 60% of it in real assets. It's better than losing it all. You can always move it into gold and silver. If you want to put it in real assets, you can get a self-directed IRA servicer, and you can put it in real estate. You can put it in gold and silver. There are lots of real assets that you can consider. So I would just study all the different things you could do with an IRA before you take a 40% tax hit. Now, if the rules start changing and they start encroaching on IRAs, maybe you want to do it. You know, I would just be judicious about it and understand what your real asset alternatives are. You don't have to have it in the stock market or the banking system. How realistic is my hunch that this money will be taken from us and the notion of retirement saving is no longer viable? I'm We talk about it on Money and Markets. I'm very concerned that they're going to try and force a lot of the IRA and 401k money into treasuries. And so that's a real concern. And it's one reason why, one possibility is you put it with a custodian in gold and silver. And when the time comes to take it out, you just take out the gold and silver. And that's when you're going to be liable for the taxes. But that way it's much more difficult for them to force it into treasuries if it's not in the securities market, in my opinion. Geopolitics and financial markets. My wife and I really enjoy your weekly videos. I'm meeting with a financially sophisticated person. Do you have any specific questions which I could ask him? Yes. Go to Soleri.com, click on the Cash Everyday link, the one with a hat that says Make Cash Great Again, and at the top you'll see two videos. The first one, the first 2.5 minutes, is Richard Warner explaining that the central bankers are going to chip us, like livestock. And the second one with the head, Augustine Carstens, saying he wants to control and force everything. But I would take the Richard Warner video, show it to him, and ask him how he's going to explain to his children and grandchildren that he's going to have them chipped like livestock. That's what I would ask him. True the Votes, Catherine Engelbrecht and Greg Phillips are doing great work. Yesterday, presented to Arizona legislators. Before that presentation, they were interviewed by Charlie Cook on his podcast, link below. Interview starts at 2.04 and gets fascinating at 2.48 when Phillips says that something 10 times more powerful than 2,000 mules will be disclosed in about 6 weeks. He says that they came across a counterintelligence global operation that involves many organizations and governments. He says that our government betrayed us. Yes, Spectre. Spectre. Somebody said, who is Spectre? Spectre is the organized crime, the global organized crime network in the James Bond movies. Engelbrecht's position is that once we see it, we need to get right to work to make sure it never happens again. And we need to start to do that now. I think we need to buckle up. Yes, I agree. I thought that in 1998, but certainly now. Always, always better late than never. Question. I keep hearing that the white hats are in control and winning. Okay, if as soon as you hear white hats, you know it's BS. So just stop listening to all of that. The cavalry isn't coming to save us. We're going to have to save ourselves. You posted Naomi Wolf's report on the Pfizer documents, which is great stuff. Great stuff. And it's one of the pieces that she wrote. She's been doing a lot of really good interviews, and we've been posting them. But this one is, Dear friend, sorry to announce a genocide. It's really true. They know they are killing the babies. So if you know what Pfizer knew ahead of time as to what the damage these injections would do, it's clear they knew a great deal and it was suppressed. And so as a technical matter, yes, I think Dr. Wolf is right. This is a genocide. Some more information on that. There is a fabulous new documentary that's coming out tomorrow. It'll be available to stream online. And Andrew Wakefield's a new documentary, sponsored by CHD. I think Kennedy's the executive producer. It's called Infertility, a Diabolical Agenda, and it will stream. You can stream it off their website starting tomorrow, but Saturday at the Fourth Symposium for the Doctors for COVID Ethics, it's going to be streamed at the end. So you absolutely want to see this. Okay, let's go to feedback. So I had given some information about what's going on in San Francisco and how you can't depend on the police. So somebody wrote in to expand a little bit more on Marin County, and this is quite interesting. So I'm going to read the whole thing. Just passing along some street level info for what might be worth, considering it's from San Francisco Bay Area of California, where people wear masks while driving in their cars alone, or when wrestling sweaty together in a jiu-jitsu dojo, it may not be worth much. In 2022, there have been four gold shop robberies in Marin County, two in San Rafael, and one shop robbed twice in Mill Valley. These weren't smash and grabs, they were case. No arrests so far. One owner told me he didn't even bother to give the cops the security tapes because he told me the guys would be arraigned and let go within 48 hours and then skip town or the U.S. It's really interesting to see this happen to Marin, where there's still a lot of money. And the current governor, Gavin Newsom. San Francisco has been notorious for smash and grab car thieves for a few years now, though it continues to get more brazen and occur in broad daylight. However, I saw a couple of windows smash in Marin, and I haven't seen that before anywhere here where it happened. Small sampling, so I can't make conclusions from it. Last year, 2021, there was a real estate sign in all Chinese lettering from a Chinese real estate company that is not local, nor have I ever seen. This was totally new, at least in this area. In the East Bay, specifically around Danville and Walnut Creek, and consider those at the high-end areas of the East Bay, I know a very sharp and successful real estate agent who deals with high-end homes, reported that this spring the market tanked. She's getting clients with expectations for listing prices that a year ago would have been very reasonable, listing prices which wouldn't move anything now. Lots and lots of spraying. A couple of days this week went from pure blue to silver gray with a giant metallic halo around the sun. Lots of ambulance sirens in the distance. Best to you. Oof. Just say prayers for what's happening for everybody in the Bay Area. What's happening there is truly frightening. Hello, Catherine. My name is X. My brother and sister-in-law put me on your site. I'm a 13-year-old unvaccinated healthcare veteran in clinical laboratory science and an ex-professional mountain biker. I was recently fired or quit, depending on perspective, for refusing to wear a mask any longer. I'm saying hi. And then what you send is a great deal of information about Musk, Elon Musk and his company. So I think Elon Musk is absolutely in the lead in building out the smart grid for the going direct and world economic type. So I've always thought he was completely, utterly on the other team. So your description fits exactly with what my expectation is. In terms of Starlink satellites, I don't know which satellites they're using in Ukraine, what they're planning on using the drones. But John and I talk about what's happening with satellites in Ukraine this week on Money and Markets. Then you sent in the link to that great interview with Kerry Mullis in 1996, where he explains you can't use the PCR test for stuff like this. And he discusses Fauci and AIDS. That's just a classic great interview. I think we have that up on our video service just to preserve it. Thank you for your bravery and laughter. You and John have kept my spirits up through very dark times. It's crushing to be called a science-denying, conspiracy-theorizing anti-vaxxer for friends and family. I've cried a lot during these past years. Just remember, they're subject to what the military calls neurological weapons. Go to Solari, put mind control in the search box, and you'll pull up our best collection of links on mind control. And at the bottom, you'll see links from James Giordano and Charles Morgan lecturing military folks on neurological weapons, and you know, you and all of us are up against them. Somebody wrote in about their book, and it sounds quite lovely. I can't promise I'll read it. I'm happy if you want to send me an advance copy, and I put my address in the show notes, but I can't promise I'll read it, because if you look at how many books, you know, I got a pile in Tennessee, and I got a pile here, and there, this one is really growing. Hi, Catherine, but I it sounds lovely. It sounds like you're doing a great thing, and I'm really glad you did it. Hi, Catherine. In your June 2nd Money and Markets, you referred to letters you had written and edited to your legislators. I sent you a link to the piece, but if you just put letters in the search box on homepage, you'll find the letters that I wrote, and they come right up. Whenever you want something recent, if you don't see it on the homepage, just click on what's new, and you'll pull up the last 2 week of posts, and you'll always see it. Some wonderful person checked with Dr. Naomi Wolf, who didn't know that I tried to contact her. That's wonderful. So I will reach out again because I think she's doing great stuff, and I'd love to get her on the Solari Report. I've tried a couple of times, and it's certainly possible she just never got the message. Happens a lot. Catherine, have you seen this better than Apple phones you suggested? It's something called the Above Phone, and I have no idea. I just sent a request to my experts to see what they thought. Hi, Catherine. If, as you and John state on your shows, that we're living in a lawless country, is there still value in having self-defense type of insurance? This would be used in case of having to use a legal firearm to defend oneself or family. Would greatly appreciate your and John's thoughts. You know, that's an excellent question, and I don't know the answer. And my inclination would be to ask John Harris at Tennessee Firearms Association, TFA. So I'm going to send this to him and ask him. Just send this to him right now. Okay, I sent it to John Harris. Let's see what I get back. And so whatever I get back, I'll post next week's Ask Catherine. The following is a question asked on Rumble by Truth, Freedom, Peace. And it's about a proposed action to cancel clean all the bad. It's coming clean. It's a menu for coming clean. It looks great. And if you look at sort of our different take actions and coming clean. We recommend a lot of these, so I really appreciate that. That's great. Under health and food, I wanted to share a dialogue. I got a message from someone in France that said the following. Quite oddly, I got into a long discussion with a piano salesman this afternoon. We somehow went from discussing polyphonics to COVID propaganda. After over 2.5 hours, he said that although he didn't want to, he had gotten vaxxed so he could keep playing in his band. The drummer preferred to quit. When I asked how it had gone for him, he said, pretty much okay, but something strange had happened after the third shot. He said he's had a condition all his life where his blood keeps iron, and so every 3 months he has to have half a liter of blood taken out of his body. He said after the third shot, when he had to go for his blood removal, the blood wouldn't flow out of his arm, it was coagulated. His doctor was bewildered. He now has to go back and will try to understand what's going on. He's put himself on aspirin in the hopes of countering the coagulation. Would anyone like to speak with him? He also lost his mother and his father-in-law shortly after jabbing, and my best friend is going to a funeral tomorrow for the vaxxed and suddenly deceased wife of her next-door neighbor. So I sent that to someone who had been reporting similar experiences, and they wrote back and said, my eyes fogged up reading your email. The scope of the injuries and death throughout the world is impossible to comprehend. I often wonder why some of us were able to see through the madness and refuse to participate. I guess many didn't recognize the risk and trusted. As you have said previously, things will never be the same. I've added your musician to my nightly prayer list. It's getting longer by the day. Hope you're doing well. So I wrote back. I concluded that a major genocide was inevitable in 98-99 as the money started to go missing. It was the only logical result of the intentional bankrupting and theft of the government assets. What helped me was 2 years of spiritual warfare training at a great African American church in Washington. It is a tradition that has lived with and overcome genocide. I'm just gonna fix a typo. You have to make friends with death and look at this from God's point of view. While a handful of people are directing it, we are doing this to ourselves, killing each other, building our own prison. In the end, it's all simple. And so they wrote back, America has afforded its people a lifestyle few others have enjoyed, and that comfort, a privilege of sorts, has inured people to the ability to think critically, independently. That has been revelatory for me as I walk around in a world where the vast majority have willingly gotten into line and continue to follow. And their conditioning has taken place for decades as they reject any ideas that fall outside those they've accepted as conspiratorial. I guess most prefer to be taken care of, or so they think, to that of being free. I listen carefully to your podcasts and interviews, and while you are measured and diplomatic, many of your suggestions and warnings now make more sense than ever. The puzzle pieces are snapping together at a rapid rate. So I think that's going to keep happening. Andrew Wakefield just did an interview, and I put a section of the video up on our Telegram stream, and in it he said that according to current CDC statistics, 72% of Americans are rejecting the jab. So if they haven't gotten the injection, they're rejecting it. If they've gotten one, they're rejecting a second. If they got two, they're rejecting the third. So you're approaching that magical 80% up at which major political change happens. And what Dr. Wakefield said, which I think was so important, he said, what that means is they've blown the population's trust. And once that happens, you can't get it back. So that has profound implications for many things, even though many report that, people still believe the system. If you look at the currency in circulation in this Fed statistics, somebody doesn't trust the system. Okay, recommended links. So somebody was giving a warning about protein mail not being secure. I can assure you, there's no email that's secure. So we do everything to do our own email system and, to keep it protected. But I just think if it's digital, it's not secure. Greetings, Kathy. I found you through the Saker, who I found through Israel Shamir, who also introduced me to the great and fearless Michael Jones. Anyway, I'm just forwarding an email to you, and it's a long series of discussions. It's quite interesting. Anyway, discussion about what's going on. How did a nation inspired by the concept of human freedom get this far gone crazy? fiat currency plus mind control and secrecy. So, but the, don't underestimate the mind control technology and the impact on people's health of the great poisoning. Somebody wrote in and reminded, I love this book. Take a look at what Buckminster Fuller wrote in his final book, Crunch of Giants, published the year he died, 1983. I'm a fellow of your work, and I'm proud to say my 24-year-old son is also a fan. His mother and I are all unvaccinated, fighting every day to bring sanity back. My wife is the granddaughter of Bucky, so we are familiar with his work. Alexander pulled Crunch of Giants down off the shelf the other day, and I perused it again. Anyway, he sent in a section from the first chapter of Crunch of Giants, and it's fabulous. It's just the most wonderful book, and it's in the notes here. And I have a copy of it in Tennessee, but I thought, you know, I'd love to read that again now. So I tried to order a copy, and I couldn't find it anywhere. But I have a copy in Tennessee, so thank you for reminding me of it. It's just such a delightful book. Take Action, new documentary from CHD launches tomorrow. Infertility, a Diabolical Agenda. Stream on Doctors for COVID Ethics Saturday, starts 9 a.m. Eastern time, so it'll be 3 p.m. in Europe. And it's a live stream from UK Colin. Solaria will be live streaming, and CHD TV will be lineup. And it's an, you know, it's just an all-star cast. And again, at the end of, it's going to be a total of 8 hours long. At the last hour, we're going to stream Infertility, a Diabolical Agenda. But you can get it. You can also get it at CHD TV. It's going to have its own website, and it'll start streaming tomorrow if you want to see it early. Okay, so that's it for this week, and I just want to thank everybody for a lot of rich, intelligent feedback and ideas. I can't tell you how much I appreciate it. Just keeps reminding me nobody is as smart as all of us. So anyway, as I always say when we close, don't worry about whether or not there is a conspiracy. If you're not in one, you need to start one. Ladies and gentlemen, good night and good luck.